Jeremiah 15, verse 20 and 21. Then I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze, and though they fight against you, they will not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. So I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grasp of the violent. Benefits of waiting in God's waiting room. Fortify our faith. Jeremiah wept. He begged and pleaded with the people to listen to his warnings of impending doom, and they still ignored him. He could not understand why they persecuted him for warning them of what was to come. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, followed God's will. His mission was to give God's warning of repentance to Israel. They ignored him. So he told them that because of their unrepentant sin, God had turned against them and was now preparing to remove them from the land he gave them. Emotionally exhausted and at a low point from waiting for their positive response, Jeremiah became angry with God and was tempted to give up because he could only see desolation and despair in the future. However, his love for God was too deep to give out. While Jeremiah waited with God, he records for us his prayer and God's answer in chapter 15. While waiting upon God, though stretched, strained, and swamped, he held on, which fortified his faith. Jeremiah's faith increased by applying the basic principles that each of us can apply while waiting upon, for, and with God. The six fundamental principles are outlined in a posting entitled Six Principles to Fortify Faith in Love Worth Finding Ministries and are expounded upon below. The first is the voice principle. When we listen for his voice through reading his word and listening to the Holy Spirit, our faith will become more apparent in our actions and our speech. Number two, the venture principle. When we venture outside of God's umbrella, we struggle unnecessarily. Walking in obedience with him is our responsibility during our journey. Faith and understanding comes with time. Do not allow the feelings and facts to get our faith off track. Campus Crusades for Christ illustrates fact, faith, feeling as a train in their booklet. The locomotive is fact. The coal car is faith. The caboose is feeling. It would be futile to try to push the train with the caboose. Stay with God to fuel our faith and testify to the fact of how much God loves us. The value principle, number three. Remember that as a believer, we are a citizen of heaven. Make our Heavenly Father proud by seeing us live out that fact. Additionally, understand that resistance to temptation is not futile, though it may feel as it is. If we do these things, our values will mind meld with Christ and our faith will grow more entrenched in our lifestyles. Number four, the vision principle. Perception can drive our faith if we do not view our lives through the spiritual lens God provides. Allow God to correct our near and far-sightedness by trusting him to keep his promise in his perfect time. This allows our faith to see us through situations that we had deemed impossible to bear. Number five, the vigilance principle. God's got it. Whatever it is, he has it under control. Stay vigilant and guard the heart from the wiles of Satan. Though he may prune things in our lives as we go through the pain of the process, we can have confidence that we will come through stronger than when we started. Number six, the victory principle. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Be strong, courageous conquerors' assistance. Those who wait upon God win and strengthen their faith. While we wait upon God, a more enduring faith will result from following the fundamentals of voice, venture, value, vision, vigilance, and victory. Without them, all fortifications become like ripe figs. When the tree is shaken, the fruit falls. Questions. A. Discover. Which of the six fundamentals do you feel you do well already? Such as the voice, the venture, the value, the vision, the vigilance, and the victory. B. Which of the six fundamentals you feel that you have the most room for improvement? Number two, develop. How much time each day and week do you spend in quiet time where you slow down and listen to God's voice? Share with your prayer partner. B. Share a short testimony of how your faith has grown while waiting upon God to act. 3. Demonstrate fact, faith, and feeling. How do you keep the train in the right order? B. We are called to be courageous, Joshua 1 and 9, and to trust and rely on God. Would your family and friends say that they have seen you be courageous while enduring a challenge? If not, how can you change so that you can be courageous, knowing that God is on your side? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D Believer today.